Hola, it's Guy Pacha with the weekly Pele report for August 11th of the great year 2021 that will go down in history. I'm back from my backpacking trip. We did get smoked out, had to come back a day early, but we did have four beautiful days in the desolation wilderness. I will put some photos of the trip at the end of the video here if anybody's interested, but for now, let's get on with what the heck is going on, because life continues to go on and on and on and on. Right now, today, as I'm talking, the moon is still in Virgo, but she will be going into Libra by the end of today. So, you know, that's going to lighten things up a little bit, even though Mercury will be going into Virgo. So we're going to have Mercury, Venus, and Mars all in Virgo. Okay, here for a little while. Until when? Well, Venus goes into Libra Sunday. It's like a revolving door that's going on with Virgo right now. But Mercury is just like chasing Mars, catching up to Mars. You know, and they will come into conjunction next Wednesday. But they're really in conjunction this whole week. I mean, as soon as Mercury goes into Virgo, boom, you know, bang, you know, there it is. Mars is in conjunct Saturn on Friday, and Mercury was in conjunct Saturn on next Monday. So we got some things going on here. In the meantime, the Sun is cruising on through, you know, the later degrees of Leo and basically forming a yod. A yod is the fickle finger of fate. It's the finger of God, actually, is what they call it. And with Neptune and Pluto, it's 150 degrees from Neptune, 150 degrees from Pluto, and it creates this triangle. Yeah. So I might be talking about that a little bit. I got a lot to talk about here today. Black Moon Lilith conjuncts the north node of the moon on Thursday. And then, of course, the moon is in Scorpio all weekend from Friday all the way around till Sunday. And we're going to have that square moon on Sunday just in time. You know, it's like a T-square. The moon will be squaring the sun and then Jupiter right thereafter. So there's the aspects. Let me look at the camera and talk about it. All right, everybody. I'm going to try to squeeze into a 15-minute Pele report what could be like a book. You know, Mercury was in opposition to Jupiter there, you know, and it's just like, it's been kind of a very illuminating time period. And I just, I have to thank Margaret, first of all, for turning me on to Paul Levy. And I'm going to put a link down to some writings by Paul Levy. It's amazing, about Wetiko. I want to talk to you about Wetiko because I believe the astrological correspondence to Wetiko is Eris. In fact, I could name Eris and just start calling Eris Wetiko. And it is actually a very powerful Native American spirit that can enter your mind and bring in a kind of psychosis. And it's a lot to go into right now, but what I want to emphasize here is I have talked about before, I think I did a whole thing on Eris, but Pluto is in square to Eris all through 2020, 21, 22, and even into 2023, depending on the size of the orb. And it is at the very same degree, the 24th degree of Capricorn, and Eris, Wetiko, is at the 24th degree of Aries. And she remains there at that 24th degree of Aries, really from April 4th of 2021 till November 9th of 2021. That's how slow she moves. She goes around about every 1,500 years. Three times as slow as Pluto. She is the new frontier, the new boundary. So Pluto used to define our solar system. Now it's Wetiko, and she is way out there. And she's way tilted 44 degrees off the ecliptic. She's actually not going to hit the ecliptic until like 20, I think it's 2064 or 2062. She's coming up through the belly of the whale to reach the ecliptic. But I don't want to go off too far off on it now. Then she comes back to that same degree. This is 60 minutes. This is like, if you look at the night sky, she's just like right in this tiny little spot for a year and 2.5 months. From March 13th of 2022 all the way till May 27th of 2023. She is at this 25th degree, actually. Because it's 0 to 2459, going back and forth, retrograde and direct through that time period. I have to read to you the calling of this, of course, the Sabian symbols, baby, for that degree. The 25th degree of Aries is the possibility for us to gain experience at two levels of being. The revelation of new potentialities. In some unspecified way, the symbol is a guarantee that we can operate successfully at two levels of consciousness. If we have previously met the condition in the preceding symbol, and he quotes the preceding symbol, be open, be able and willing to shape your translucent mind in the form revealing spiritual fulfillment. And you will be able to experience life and power on inner as well as outer planes. End of quote. The implied message is one of faith. Man can only truly experience what he deeply believes he can experience. Let's pull this apart a little bit. Let's do our Virgo, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and look deeply and analyze what is happening here with our left brain. Okay. And it's also Black Moon Lilith conjuncting the north node of the moon in Gemini. Again, Gemini ruled by Mercury. This is mindfulness. This is the mind, where we have neurosis and psychosis and so many mental anxiety, anxiousness, stress. Just think of how powerful our mind is and how important it is, particularly now with the sun moving through Leo. Right? It's very interesting. The sun is the center of our solar system. And it is the center, the core of our identity, of our solar purpose. It is our power, our original, unique beingness that is sovereign, that is authentic, that is autonomous. It is powerful. It holds Mercury. It holds Saturn. It even holds Pluto and Eris, a long way, millions of miles away, man. And this is the interesting part then. We have this Wetiko or Eris energy. And the darker the dark, the lighter the light. But this is a very dark, evil force, we could say, that is, really attached the Wetiko stories, and it's not just the native indigenous people of the North America, but it's in Carlos Castaneda, Don Juan, it is in Buddhism, the Dalai Lama, it's in every religious tradition. It's not called by the same name. But when we move into greed, envy, craving, lust, basically excess in any form, And you know, whether it's, you know, social media, our telephones, or movies, or news, or, you know, whenever we excessively become obsessive compulsive, it opens the door to this spirit being to come in and grab our mind. It is a virus of the mind. That's what I have in today's mantra. And it can take us over to the point where we be, through psychosis, we become mad. We go into madness and we become very unaware. And we do things that we're not really aware of. And we follow and just go with. It's like we lose ourself. We lose our sun. We lose this control over our mind, our thoughts, our decisions, and our actions, and our choices. And we become highly susceptible. This virus kind of takes over, you know. A virus needs a host. So, you know, it like takes over control. It's a very interesting dynamic. And then Paul Levy goes into this, you know, sense that, you know, this life is Maya. This life is a dream. This life is a projection of our inner dynamic into actual external manifest form. Get that? It's almost like what I'm saying is that if your body or your life is your car and you're asleep at the wheel, somebody or something else is going to come in and drive your car. Yeah? And so the driver, what we need to do is, this is an awakening. That if we are not awake, if we are asleep, our lives will be controlled, and we will actually, this is the you know, kind of esoteric part about this whole thing, right? You know, we will actually create an external society, government, companies, billionaires, you know, whatever, you know, pharma, you know, to control, you know, to take control of our lives, and we will become automatons. We will become sheeple. And there is a mass psychosis happening that is pushing us to the brink to confront death. I mean, death is like the ultimate fear. It's the base of all fear is death. And so this is like, you know, this is Eris, okay? This is, you know, this is the farthest, deepest, even Eris, you know, she had bloodlust in Greek mythology. She just loved going over all the dead bodies in the battlefield. She was the sister of Ares, Mars, the god of war. Really a demoness. And this is this kind of energy that is very dark. It is very evil. It will destroy life. Unless it is also the very force that will wake up life, that will wake up the sun, that will wake up our, you know, it's like, whoa, if I don't wake up and steer my car, if I don't like wake up and take control of my life, you know, somebody else will. So in the end, and this is what I'm saying, this is now the age of Aquarius, ruled by Uranus, okay? And I have to go into that. That's a whole nother, you know, report. But, you know, this is a 2,000-year age of Aquarius. We are on the threshold. We are on the beginning. If we really consider that Pluto used to define the boundary of our solar system, look at Pluto. Pluto rules the root chakra. As low as you go, the kundalini, serpent energy, coiled at the base of the spine, our deepest sexual soul desires. Now we have something beyond that. We have to tap into a powerful force within us to consciously direct our kundalini, to consciously direct our own life force. right? It's like we need to take that steering wheel. We need to take control of our lives. This is what Carl Jung called the process of individuation. And it has to do with the sun and Uranus. And if society is to advance, if we are to evolve, we evolve as individuals to contribute to society. I hope this makes sense. Because I'm just starting to like put these pieces together myself. And of course, there are far-reaching implications to what I am saying. And I am going to be exploring this further, I'm sure, for the next coming months and possibly years. Because this is really it's the next phase of our evolutionary development, and we're getting pushed to the brink. So this week, you know, all this Virgo energy, you know, Lilith is again having to do with the shadow, okay? And Eris, Wedeco, this has to do with the shadow. This has to do with our unconscious impulses, needs, and desires that we do not manage consciously, obviously. This is like I've been saying, we need to become conscious of the unconscious. Otherwise, the unconscious gets projected outside of us. And what the indigenous people say is life is a dream. And even the, you know, in India, you know, the holy rishis, right? You know, it's Maya. This is Maya. But even with Maya, we will actually manifest demons in our dreams to play roles in our experience in order to awaken our full potential. And I think, you know, what we are really becoming aware of and need to become more aware of is the amazing amount of power that each one of us as an individual possesses. I think humanity is about to blow its own mind in terms of how powerful our mind is, and not only our mind, but what controls our mind. Our soul spirit being is super, super powerful if it's not sleeping. So it's very interesting, you know, that Eris was discovered, you know, 2005, 2007, okay, and mindfulness, okay, is now on the rise, you know, and now we've got this Wedeco coming, and it's all, you know, the mind, okay, artificial intelligence, okay, I mean, this whole emphasis, Aquarius is the, you know, Uranus is the genius, and the higher octave of Mercury, the mind. So there, you know, we're really going into a 2,000 year paradigm of reality, emerging out of the sleep of Pisces and the dream of Pisces into wakefulness. And I hate to say it, but there are dire consequences if we don't. Right? We're experiencing them. Because not only, like I say, the dream becomes reality. The virus of the mind actually manifests as a physical virus. This is... just sit with that for a little bit. That everything has, okay... You know, astral, mental, emotional, physical, you know, we have, you know, many different frequencies or bodies before something actually takes physical form. It exists on the etheric and astral levels. And this has to do with our mind. So it gets more dense and more crystallized and actually enters the third dimension as a physical virus. But that is not the origin. The origin is within the collective consciousness. That's where it all begins. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, man. It's pretty intense. Okay, so today's mantra. That's last week's. Wow. There is a virus of the mind that will take those who do not yet know that we must each individuate or risk losing all control. Let us not mistake in a materialistic mind set that this reality, this Saturnian third dimensional reality, okay, you know, of, you know, the law or the CDC or the, you know, the pharma or the governments or that these external authorities, Pluto in Capricorn, Saturn in Aquarius, okay, are like really in control. This is an illusion. This is Maya. And when we wake up to the Maya, we take back our power. We take back control of our lives. And we do not fall prey. We do not give the steering wheel of our car to anybody. There is a virus of the mind that will take those who do not yet know that we must each individuate or risk losing all control. That says it all, baby. That's enough for now, right? Namaste, aloha, so much love.